Harper, Walter. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, October 27th, 1905. Mr. Walter Harper, my dear brother, I have recently received two letters from you, but I have been so thoroughly occupied that I have not been able to answer them. While I was traveling in Southern California, there were many meetings for me to attend, and I was obliged to neglect my writing. During the first part of my stay there, Willie was not with me, and at the Los Angeles camp meeting, I was obliged to take a prominent part in some of the business meetings. The camp meeting was a large one, and the tax upon my strength was severe, but I think that much good was accomplished. After the camp meeting, I had an attack of influenza, and we went to Loma Linda. I had to take treatment all the time we were there. I needed entire rest, but there was a great deal of important writing that I had to attend to. From Loma Linda, we went to San Diego. I was still sick with influenza, yet on Sabbath I stood before a large congregation and spoke to them from the 58th chapter of Isaiah. I talked for an hour and a half on the restaurant work and the danger of this line of works becoming so enlarged that those who should be engaged in giving the gospel to souls starving for the bread of life would be occupied in serving tables. This was my message, and the Lord strengthened me in a most remarkable manner. The brethren in Southern California are very desirous that I shall attend the camp meeting that is to be held in San Diego sometime in November. I do not think that I can do this, but I will go if the Lord so directs. We should be glad to attend all the meetings which our brethren wish us to attend, but our work here requires us to stand at our post of duty here, preparing the books that are so greatly needed in the field. Just now we are in great need of money to advance the different lines of work. Many urgent necessities are presented before me. The Paradise Valley Sanitarium is in pressing need of financial aid. The building is beautifully situated and is well adapted for sanitarium work, but it has never been provided with suitable treatment rooms, and until these are provided, it will be impossible for the institution to do the most successful work. During our last visit to this sanitarium, we looked over a plan for an addition to the building, which would provide bathrooms for the ladies and for the gentlemen, a helper's dining room, physician's offices, and 11 bedrooms for patients. This addition will cost about $10,000, and I wish, Brother Harper, that you could help us to obtain this means, either in loans or gifts. If you can help us in this, I shall be very grateful. Since the plan was made, it has been decided to make the addition 3 stories high instead of 2, so as to provide bedrooms for the helpers. This, of course, will call for a larger outlay of means, but the extra story seemed essential. Were I able, I would send the brethren in the San Diego Sanitarium the money they need. But just at present, I am very short of funds. A few days ago, I borrowed $1,000 from the bank to use in getting out books. I am intensely desirous to see the Paradise Valley Sanitarium making a success. Thus far, the workers have done all in their power to carry forward the work of the institution. But the addition that is now being erected will add much to the success of their efforts. There is some talk of having electric cars run from National City past the sanitarium property. If this plan is carried out, it will be a wonderful blessing to the institution. At present, horses and carriages are the only means of conveyance between the sanitarium and National City. This, of course, is expensive. I have now stated the case as it is, and I ask those who are interested in the advancement of the Lord's work to do all in their power to supply the means needed to prepare the Paradise Valley Sanitarium fully for work. This sanitarium has already done a good work. There have been several conversions among the patients, and one soul saved is of more value than the whole world. Sanitarium work is one of the most successful means of reaching all classes of people. Our sanitariums are the right hand of the gospel, opening ways whereby suffering humanity may be reached with the glad tidings of healing through Christ. In these institutions, the sick may be taught to commit their cases to the great physician, who will cooperate with their earnest efforts to regain health, bringing to them healing of soul as well as healing of body. Christ is no longer in this world in person to go through our cities and towns and villages healing the sick. He has commissioned us to carry forward the medical missionary work that he began. And in this work, we are to do our very best. Institutions for the care of the sick are to be established where men and women suffering from disease may be placed under the care of God-fearing physicians and nurses and be treated without drugs. Hoping to hear from you soon, I am your sister in Christ.